You're listening to the Happy Hour Podcast with Dr. Jay Dene. The Happy Hour Podcast is a space for the self-aware, accomplished woman and leader, professionally or personally, to connect, learn, and grow, fueled by her feminine juices. Listen to hear strategies and processes from Dr. Jay Dene and other experts to begin working to live a full and satisfying life while amplifying your leadership effectiveness.
Hey, leading ladies, it's Dr. Jay Dene, and welcome back. And as always, thank you so much for chiming in. Thank you so much for listening. I want to ask you to please share this out, invite in your friends. I hope that these episodes are useful for you and that you are that they're helping you to become a better version of yourself. Today, I wanted to talk about loneliness and what to do with loneliness. It's a common phenomenon that leaders are generally lonely. If you think about the fact that leaders know most of the information, the good and the bad, you know, they know where we can be prosperous and those paths that are wide open for us. And we also know when things are starting to crumble. And many times those are things that we kind of hold to ourselves and we're probably not even able to share. And then it just changes who you are on the inside. You know, we are a sum total of all of our experiences, and that also includes those experiences that we have as a leader, depending on the culture and the environment that you work in. It can be an even more lonely place for you than it is for some. And we have some amazing leadership models where leaders are creating really work cultures and family cultures that are collaborative and cohesive and more loving. And that's wonderful. That's really awesome. And it does help to curb that a little bit. But generally, we're all working in these environments that can lead to some sense of loneliness. If we think about it, and we think about who we are as women, we're different from men. I mean, we know that. But one of the things that make us very unique and that make us so attractive and so inviting is that we are guided by our feelings. And most of the time, we are unaware of them, though, or we're afraid of our feelings, or we are unclear about our feelings. And if we are clear, we're not always sure about what to do with them. Yet they are so extremely important to attraction. They're important for creating loving spaces. They're important for creating rich relationships and thriving communities. We carry a great deal of responsibility. Leading ladies do. We carry a great deal. The decisions that we make will either advance our efforts or not. They will foster healthy growth or not. And this is not mutually exclusive to any environment. Whether we're talking about at work or we're talking about at home, who we are, what we say, how we approach will impact the lives around us. And that's why it's so critically important that we take care of ourselves. Really, self-care is ultimate. If we really examine and pay attention to the level of responsibility that we have, when we pay attention to the people who are relying on us to be healthy, not the goals, not the finances, but the people, not the movement of the organization or the movement of the home, but the people and who we are as a person, how healthy we are and how satisfied we are in our own lives will have a great big impact on how all of that comes across. So many women, regardless of our leadership functions, have been made to believe that we have to fight. And I'm going to tell you something. This is something that makes me feel so sad. Like, it really creates an energy in me that just kind of resonates a level of sadness throughout my entire body when I see women fighting and fighting to win. And then especially when we're fighting each other, we're also made to believe that having and sharing our feelings are a sign of weakness. And that is just not true. We're also made to believe that the better we become at leading like men, the more accomplished we are, the more we can hold that space with our voice, with our dispositions in general, with how we dress, with how we communicate. We come to believe that we've made it. And so I know this, one, because I see it every single day. If you look at most of the women in politics, let's say, that they're perfect examples, not all of them, but some, and the women who you work around, the women in your family. And if you are a Black woman, then you were kind of raised with that whole idea of being a strong Black woman, which I completely reject. And so that's how I know. And the other way I know is because I actually was that person at some point in my life. There was no me, right? It was me trying to take on those dispositions that I thought would give me the greatest opportunity to be successful in my life. And that was to become as manly as I possibly could. Of course, this was without knowing. So I was so hyper-focused on the goal at work or the family at home. And guess what? Guess what? I was so completely miserable. And so I could speak with you today from some level of laughter or humor, but it wasn't funny when I was going through it. But that is the reality. That's the truth. So one way that I was trying to be a man, one of the ways that this showed up for me is that I really had an inability to communicate. Now, aside from the fact that I always have been very articulate, I just communicated very poorly. I mean, I was very abrupt and direct, aggressive, sometimes passive. And guess what? When I slowed down and I began to pay attention, I came to realize that all of that aggressiveness, all of that directness, it wasn't getting me anywhere. In fact, people saw me better than I saw myself. And so they were taking complete advantage of me because that passion and that desire to win was there, that I was blinded by so many other things. That hyper-focus blinded me to many other things that mattered. So what is the whole takeaway here? It's that I really hope that you get to a place where you can, instead of suppressing yourself, that you allow that feminine energy to be and let her be your guide. Because you know what? That sweet stuff right there all day long. And so what do you do with loneliness if you experience it? Then you explore more. You explore new interests. Okay, you really have to put time and interest into getting out there and doing the research and finding some things that are interesting to you, even if nobody else has any interest in it, even if you're going by yourself. That's good stuff right there. And some of this may require a level of healing. I have to be honest with you, that was one of the greatest lessons of my life, is realizing that in order for me to get to my next level in anything, I had to heal. And so it may require you peeling back some of those layers and giving yourself what you need. So that's what you do with loneliness. What is it that you really need? Are you ready to tell yourself the truth about what it is that you really need? Give yourself that. So embrace you and love who you are today, right now, no matter who you are, no matter what space you're in, no matter where you are on your journey. Love yourself right now, today. You really don't need any permission to do that. And it doesn't matter how anybody else feels anyway. How you feel about yourself is what matters first, okay? So I hope that this is helpful for you. I want you to take the leadership position in your own life around this. If you are a leader dealing with loneliness, please understand that it does not have to be that way. You have every right to have a part of you. You have every right to experience the life that you want in your personal space when you close that office door, okay? Take good care of yourself. I'll talk to you soon.